Henry and I are in the first leg of our flight home. We're flying to Tokyo, where we have a 2-hour layover, and then it's home to San Francisco. We should get in Saturday morning, and I'll take a day off to 24 hours to recover from jet lag, which I think is going to take me a lot longer, judging from my experience coming back from Australia last year. Maybe 2 weeks before I really felt on top of my game. So the Sunday radio show and the Sunday Twitter should be a little different. I might be a little sleepy. It will be the middle of the night for me, after all. Lots of impressions of China and of course, Korea and Japan. It was just, it was, in fact, the trip of a lifetime, as I had hoped. Just a wonderful trip. I learned so much that I hadn't learned about China in all the textbooks. So many surprises, such a different country from what I expected, and really a different country than even a couple of decades ago. And yet there were some things that were a little disturbing and odd. While we were there, of course, the Uyghur rebellion broke out, and when CNN, you could watch CNN in the hotel, and I understand you could watch it in homes too if people had satellite issues, but when CNN started covering that story, the channel was blacked out until the next story. Facebook stopped working right around that time. You can no longer contact Facebook. Twitter stopped working a few days ago. I can no longer get to Twitter. Even friend feed. So it's clear the censorship in China is very aggressive. And I think probably most of the Chinese people aren't too concerned about it. They just don't use those sites, I guess. MySpace worked fine the whole time. I suspect there's also among most of them not a great desire to find out what's really going on or what the outside world thinks. They get an interpretation, a spin from the Chinese government. The story's reported, but just reported in a favorable light for the Chinese government. And most people, I think, accept it at face value, as I guess we do when we hear our government covered in our media. It's a little more aggressive here, however, and I don't think there's that any sense of an opposition, or if it is, it's very underground. And I did talk to some Chinese who want more freedom, but mostly not. Mostly, I think they're very happy with the amount of prosperity that they've achieved in such a short time, the opportunities that are arising for them, the new capitalism in China, and they don't worry too much about the fact that the internet is censored or the television is censored. It's just not on their radar. Well, I'll see you soon. I'm going to upload this from Narita, from Tokyo, and we're able to get Wi-Fi there pretty easily. And then it'll be on to San Francisco, and I'll talk more about this on Twitter on the radio show. I hope to keep using Boo, Audio Boo, by the way. It's really fun. The problem is nothing very interesting happens day to day in my regular life, not enough to blog about it anyway. This is an easier way to blog, so maybe I can bring myself to find something to talk about every day or so. Meanwhile, thanks to those of you who listened. I hope you enjoyed these boos. Thanks to Audio Boo, too. Bestbefore.tv. These are .fm. It's audioboo.fm. Bestbefore.tv, I think. What a great service. They've given me longer boos. I'm going to be able to boo for 20 minutes. I don't think I'm going to need to, however. All right. I will talk to you, or as we say, booyah later. Leo Laporte, 30,000 feet above the South China Sea, signing out.